Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Full moon. Well, you don't.
Catherine's just staring at me through the glass that we never normally have. We never normally have that blind open. And she's flipping me the bird. Very childish. She is the responsible adult here, and she's using her body to make swear words. So, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Very welcome. We're calling about absolutely anything. I am toying. I didn't watch any of I'm a Celebrity last year. And do you know what? I don't think I can watch it this year either. I still feel, not as much as last year, but I still feel, I don't know, jealous of it, jealous of them going through that, even though, it was, I enjoyed, let's say I enjoyed 60% of it, there's 40% I didn't enjoy. I'm jealous of all these people, you know, kind of being in my camp. I'm jealous of the attention that you get when you're in there, because you get not that, that's why I do this at all, but it's very flattering to your ego in the month or 6 weeks or so in the run-up to the show, and then when you're in Australia, and then when you're doing the show, and then for about a week afterwards, it's very flattering to your ego. So you can't help but feel, a little bit left out. Like there's a party going on, and I've kind of not been invited to it. As you know, I tend not to go to parties, but I feel a little bit left out. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to be watching The Jungle this year or not. I was toying with the idea of streaming me watching it on my Twitch channel. Then I was toying with the idea of doing some special podcasts. We have got a few rabbit hole podcasts, like a diary that I recorded when I was out in Australia. And we put that out last year. But if you haven't heard that, that's over three parts and is interesting. But I just don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it. And there's pictures everywhere and there's posters everywhere. And the thing about doing that programme is they do make you feel very, very special and very loved, and they treat you like a celebrity. And then when you get back, that's it. You get a phone call from the psychiatrist just checking you're okay and seeing if you want to go in for a chat. And I said no because I was busy buying drugs again. And then that's it. You're kind of left to cope with the insanity. And for 6 months, I was ridiculously famous. Ridiculously, you know what I mean, in comparison. And then that goes, and I got a lot of work, and then that goes, and you just feel a little bit, that was it, that was done. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening.
What can we do for you, Chris?
Well, apart from using those electric things, I got a better one down here. It's called a taser.
Jesus wept like a baby. What?
That'll spark you out.
You know you can get, and I'm going to choose my language carefully because I want
go on.
I was going on until you interrupted me. I'm going to choose my language carefully because I'm trying to stop swearing.
Go on.
I'm going on. You don't need to say go on whilst
no,
I'm going on.
If I stop... Get to the point.
You are telling me to get to the
yes.
point?
Exactly, Ian.
Chris
yes.
is telling me to get to the point?
Yes.
I want to make the show swear free, and I want young people, kids, to be able to listen to it.
Yeah.
Without there being awkward questions asked of their parents, all right?
Right.
But with saying that, you know you can get adult pleasure toys.
Yes.
Right, that can be inserted.
I've never gone down that road.
Okay. But then they can be controlled.
You should be zap yourself now because I'm lying.
Well, but they can be controlled via a mobile phone.
Oh, I haven't gone.
So you could be out having dinner with like your mum or, you know, someone from work or something. I know neither of those things apply to you. And your partner, your lover, your master, your dominatrix,
I'm going to Google that now.
Okay. Whomsoever it may be, at any point in the evening, they just press like a button on their phone and the thing will start vibrating. And you have to keep a straight face while you're getting, you know, like things up your bum and stuff.
I was thinking about the front bottom, actually.
You have a front bottom?
Well, you know what I mean.
Your penis?
Well, no. A vagina.
You've got a vagina? This is getting weird.
No. Your partner.
Yeah.
So if she's working, like, she's on her desk at her, doing her typing thing.
Doing her typing thing on the desk, because, of course, it's 1982.
I know, that sounded awful, actually. Sorry.
It did sound terrible.
It sounded terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever your partner does.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
And now, I got one of those, like, smart lights, so I can do it on my phone, right, turn the light on, because I can find my house then.
What?
But I didn't know you could have, like, one of these sexual...
You could have smart. You can have smart sex.
Oh, bloody hell!
And I would say everyone should have smart sex. Double bag it, Chris. What did you call in for tonight?
I don't know.
Thanks very much for your call. Have you not finished?
I get wound up, and I.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
When have you got what? I'm going to be polite. Really, Chris? Tell me about that.
What do you mean?
Can I have my vibe back, please, mister?
You know, I went out...
Oh, jeez.
Earlier. Oh, and I get... almost swollen. I get lost.
Yes, Chris.
Winds me up, boy.
Let's get to the point of this call. Please, caller!
I don't know, I should ring Samantha. It's not. I'm just all wound up.
Why are you wound up, Chris? What's going on?
Not being able to see. It does me.
You did say yesterday that you weren't blind.
Well, I.
You said that.
Well, you know, you'd. Yeah. You try to be positive rather than negative.
Yeah, but there's being positive and there's admitting the truth. So you saying you're not blind, it's not exactly being positive.
Oh, you're not allowed to say blind
yes,
anymore?
Yes, you are. We've had this. You don't understand what political correctness is. You're allowed to say visually impaired. You're allowed to say blind. You're allowed to say black.
No.
You're allowed to say disabled. You're allowed to say loads of stuff.
No, I'm not disabled.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that these words you think you can't say because of political correctness,
winds me up.
Most of them you can say.
I cross our road. I think, just go for it. It's chaos behind me. When I'm with sighted people... I realise that... No, I don't know. That's why I listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've had girlfriends and they wound me up. I think, oh, yeah.
They've wound you up.
We'll go out somewhere and yes. then I end up getting lost.
Oh.
I think, what's happened now?
And listen, Chris, listen.
You make a
listen, Chris,
of yourself.
Chris, listen. You need to talk to someone. You need to talk to someone, right? And you need to find someone that you can speak to professionally. And the Samaritans are great, and I thoroughly recommend them. 116-123.
No,
you do not have to be suicidal. Chris, please, let me finish, mate. You do not have to be suicidal to call them. 116-123. But, Chris, you need to find someone professional outside of the Samaritans, outside of this radio show, that you can speak to about this stuff. Because I can't help.
I'm not asking you to help.
No, but what you're doing is you're telling me some quite personal stuff that is that I feel I have to react to, and I can't help.
I'm not asking you to help.
Well, then why are you telling me?
I'm just telling you what my life is.
I know you
is.
Are, but then like, you need. But then you can't.
You know,
keep...
I get a letter through the door. I think
Let's focus on one thing at a time. You can't keep telling us these very sad stories and expect us not to be concerned. So, of course, we're concerned, but you need to find someone who can help you and help you get out of this state of mind because it's not healthy.
No, I used to be the helper.
No,
not
okay,
helper.
Well, I'm not talking about what you used to be. I'm talking about
that's,
now.
That's what my friends used to say to me.
Chris.
Oh, you always talk about the past, Chris.
Chris, I'm not talking about what you used to be. Things have changed.
Yes, Lord, they must.
Things have changed. So you need to find some people outside...
When you can't...
You need to find some people outside of this radio show that you can share this stuff with, because I think phoning us up every night, telling us these sad stories about how frustrated you are, they're very healthy for you. I don't think it's very healthy for you. I think it's actually quite negative for you.
All right, I'm sorry for ringing you up all the time.
I'm not telling you off for ringing us up all the time.
No, you're quite welcome to tell me off.
Well, I know I am, but I'm not doing that. I enjoy some of your calls, but I just think that you phoning us up to tell us tales of being upset at your lack of vision, I don't think it's very healthy for you. I think you need to speak to someone who, in a professional capacity...
I don't know.
I'm telling you, that's what you need to do. Here's the thing. Right, two things. I'm going to put my cards on the table. May I put my cards on the table?
Yes.
Right, my cards are going on the table. There are two reasons I think you should be talking to someone professionally about this, right? One of them is selfish, and one of them is altruistic and genuine, right? Okay. The altruistic and genuine one is because I do think you phoning me up and telling us all this negative stuff is bad for your mental health.
I know.
Please let me finish, Chris.
Yes.
Bad for your mental health. It is you just constantly repeating these same stories over again.
I know.
Obviously need someone to assist you and take you out of this poor situation. The second reason, and this is selfish, but I'm being honest because we're honest with each other, right? We're honest with each other, right?
Yes.
Is that it absolutely kills my show.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound awful? But no.
I feel guilty now.
I'm not telling you to
bloody
feel
hell.
Guilty. I'm not telling you that to feel guilty. I'm telling
I
you that because
you
we are, I'm telling you that because we are completely honest with each other. The first reason is more important than the second reason, but you know what? I have to be selfish and I have to protect the thing that puts food on my kids' table. I enjoy your calls when you phone up talking about the woman in the co-op offering to buy you Johnny's. I like those calls. They're funny calls. And I think it's better for you that you share that stuff with us.
Can I say something? Chris.
Yes?
Your life doesn't have to be this difficult, and we've spoken about this before, and you don't listen when I say to you we could put you in contact with people who could help you out.
Because I...
Because you used to be that person, but you're not anymore.
Yes.
And here's the thing, Chris, nothing changes if you don't change stuff.
I'm...
And how is it working for you at the moment? It isn't, is it?
No.
I'm happy to listen to that stuff again and again if you're prepared to do something in return.
Yes, I understand that.
But you don't, though. You don't do anything in return.
I know that. Christ's sake, you know, if anything, I don't need sympathy.
Well, then don't tell us these things and cry down the phone to us. That sounds harsh and that sounds cold, but don't tell us these things.
You're quite welcome to do that.
Also, we're trying to do more than sympathy. We're trying to make practical changes, but you just won't take that step.
If anything, I need a good bloody kick up the arse. And if I was like...
OK, well, this is what I'm doing. I'm giving you a kick up the arse right now. Yeah. This is the kick up the arse. You need to speak to a professional. You need to stop sharing that stuff with us. There's your boot up the arse.
Oh, I've done it with psychiatrists and...
Stop making excuses.
No, because I can wind in...
I don't care.
That's what I do.
I don't think this is even the most pressing thing. I think you need to speak to someone who works with people who have lost their sight and helps them transition.
Why do you tell us this stuff? Why do you phone us up? And there are people that are listening for the first time who are going to be furious with me, and I'm going to get so many tweets and texts saying, "Why the hell are you speak?" Listen to the last 3.5 years of show, and you'll know why we've got to this point. Chris, why do you phone up and tell us all of this stuff to me and Kath? And burst into tears. Why do you do that with us?
I know I shouldn't. I do apologise, sorry. I know, I...
It's not that you shouldn't, it's just that it's not getting you anywhere.
No. Because sometimes when I ring up, I think, oh, I'm going to have a laugh and, I know, wind you and Kath up and have a bit of a giggle. And then I... talk like a bloody do then.
Well, here's my concern, Chris.
Sorry.
Here's my concern, Chris. You're using us rather than going to someone who can help you out. And that's not helpful to you. What we're doing is not helping you. And that...
Why do I listen to your show?
Listening is different to phoning.
Of an evening.
Listening is different to phoning.
Yes, right. I know that.
Yeah. You listen for a laugh and then you phone up to offload on us. That isn't helping you, and I think that we are perpetuating your situation. It's also unfair on me and Catherine, because we carry all this stuff around with us as well. It's unfair on the other listeners.
I feel guilty now.
That's up to you. I'm not saying this to make you feel guilty. I'm giving you the boot up the arse that you just asked for.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys.
Don't need to apologise. You said you need a boot up the arse. I'm giving it to you. Make some changes.
I hope the next caller you have on here, I hope they're a lot happier than I bloody am.
Make some changes. That would make me happy.
Chris, who are you going to ring tomorrow that can actually do something to help you?
Say again, sorry.
Who are you going to call tomorrow instead of us during the day, office hours, who can do something to start making changes?
I switch on again then.
It's not a trick question. This is the rest of your life. Are you happy with... You're not happy in this situation. How are you going to change it?
If you don't want to change it, that's absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. That's your choice. But don't keep repeating the same stories to us then, because that's unfair on us.
It's not because I don't want to change it. It's because I can't bleed and change it.
You can.
If anything... you know, I have people say to me, oh, why don't you get a guide dog, Chris?
Why don't you?
Christ, no.
Genuine question. Why don't you get a guide dog?
Because I'm too irresponsible.
Well, OK, well, that's your fault.
I don't work.
That's your fault.
I don't work anymore.
That's your fault. But what's working got to do with it?
Well, because I pack my job in.
You don't listen to the question. Why is not working mean you can't get a guide dog?
Because sometimes you know, it's not like a computer. You can't just switch it on and off again, can you? Some days I just don't go out.
Okay, you've not answered any... You've not given us any reason as to why you can't have a guide dog.
Question. So if you've got a guide dog, you've got to...
You've got to get off your arse and do stuff.
Exactly.
Imagine.
Chris, I can see... Right, here's what I think is happening with you. Your world has become really tiny and you've forgotten that you're not the only person in this situation.
I know that.
So why do you think other people can find ways of getting round things that you find so daunting that you don't go out?
Because everything goes tits up.
No, they're no more special than you.
Listen, we're going to move on because we're going to go on for ages. Chris, you are a very funny...
Sorry, guys.
Shut up. Shut up. Stop saying sorry. You next are a very... please let me speak, Chris.
I'm going to take an happy and be...
Chris!
Yes?
You are a very funny, engaging caller. You have lived one hell of a life with some amazing ups and some terrible... terrible downs. You have experienced things that I can only imagine, both good and both bad. Your life does not have to be over. You have still got plenty of stuff out there to experience, but you need to make the change. I can't do it. Kath can't do it. The woman in the co-op who talks about getting Johnny's for you, she can't do it. Only you can do it.
I know. It's only me who can do it.
Right.
I know that. I'm sorry, guys.
You have nothing to apologise for. You asked for a kick up the arse about 5 minutes ago. I don't know if you remember that. This is a kick up the arse.
Yeah.
You deserve better than this. And you can have better than this, but you have to start making... The more you stay the same, the more nothing changes.
I keep on pushing people away.
Right, exactly. So you've got to stop. You've got to start reaching out and asking for help.
I had a fantastic French.
Okay, we haven't got time for this, I'm afraid, Chris. Chris.
And I pushed her away.
Chris, we haven't got time to go into...
Right.
You have to start making some changes if you want things to change.
I don't, actually.
You don't? Okay, well then, fine. I wish you the best of luck.
Well, I do, but I can't.
Bollocks. Utter bollocks.
I know.
Bollocks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got to go now,
thank
Chris.
Thank you for listening to me.
Absolute pleasure. Sorry. Thank you for listening to us.
Oh, I enjoy listening to you.
I know. We're good. I wish there's a difference between listening and listening. You're doing the first kind of listening. You're not doing the second kind of listening. And I wish you'd do the second kind of listening. Do you know what? Do you get the point?
Yes.
Do the second kind of... actually listen to what we're saying. All right? I love you, man.
Take care.
See you later, Chris. There'll be people who've never listened before thinking... and we're getting a few texts and tweets through now. Unlucky. This isn't one of those shows you can dip in and dip out of. This is a 3.5-year relationship we've got with that guy, all right? This guy hasn't just phoned up for the first time. So I know it might have sounded a little bit shocking the way we spoke to Chris then, but if you've been listening, go and listen to the previous 3.5 years' worth of shows. If you want to talk to the Samaritans, dear listener, free phone number from wherever you are in the country, completely anonymous, really simple number, 116-123. 116-123. We got Becky, we got Nigel, we got Rick, all coming up after this.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Rick.
Hello, Ian. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Good. Just calling about Chris, it's just called.
Yes.
Basically, I've had a hell of a time in the last sort of year or so, where basically I had two cardiac arrests and a massive heart attack. Yes. Then I got sepsis, mega sepsis, that left me blind.
Wow.
So I know what Chris is going through. Just wanted to phone to say to him, things aren't as bad as they could be. Just to try and not pull himself together. I'm not in that sort of person, but I want him to feel that it's not all over because you're blind.
Did you go blind suddenly, or was it a slow thing, or how did that work for you, Rick, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. Basically, I had the cardiac arrest at home, had another cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital, got sepsis in hospital, and then woke up blind from getting the sepsis, and it basically damaged my brain. I've got brain damage.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm really nervous at the moment.
That's all right, man.
Yeah, got major brain damage. Well, quite horrific brain damage from it. I've got apraxia, which is nerve damage all down my left side.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, basically. And yeah, basically woke up in hospital, didn't know where I was, didn't have a clue, abused all the staff, which I really didn't mean to do. They had to call security on me quite a few times.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Felt really bad for it. Obviously, when I realised when I came to eventually, after I was in hospital for 3 months solid.
Yeah.
Realised that I was a bit of an arsehole when I was in hospital. Obviously, didn't realise what I was doing. Felt really bad. Got out of hospital. I've got a 4-year-old son, so, you know, he's so good with me now. He helps me, points me in the right direction and says, you know, Daddy, I'm over here sort of thing, and says, you know, helps me out, basically. He's absolutely superb, and I love my missus as well, Clarissa. She's absolutely superb.
How long ago was this, Rick?
This was last June.
June of 2018 or 2019?
2018.
Okay.
It's 6 days after my 39th birthday.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. So I just had my 40th birthday this year, which was absolutely superb.
There is, and it's interesting you say absolutely superb. I want to come back to, there's a question I want to ask you, but I'm really scared to ask you.
Ask me whatever you want.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Yeah, of course I am.
Okay. This is a... what does it feel like knowing you're never going to see your son again?
Not great. I've felt sort of been close to suicide. I nearly killed myself when I was in hospital. I nearly jumped off our roof twice now. But like the power of my girlfriend and my son have kept me from doing it, basically. I've been so close so many times to doing it, to killing myself and taking extra pills, because I take pills now in a special pack I take 11 pills a day, basically, because of this now.
So you're rattling as you walk.
Yes, I am.
All right, listen, that is the one kind of dark question that I want to ask, because as a dad, you know, of boys a little bit older than yours, just that really struck me. So thank you for answering that. I'm detecting from what your tone of voice and the fact that you said your 40th birthday was great,
yeah,
that things, how am I going to phrase this, that you now realise, or you at least realise today, might be different tomorrow, but today you realise that your life is not over and you actually have a life to live. Is that right?
Yes, that's 100% right. Yeah.
How did you, for Chris who may be listening, and for other people, how did you get there? How did you go from a guy whose life has been turned upside down by illness and was, you know, wanting to jump off a roof, which, you know, would probably just end up with you breaking your legs and then things get even worse for you. So yeah. How did you go from that guy to... And I'm sure you have ups and downs. So I'm not for anyone, I don't want to suggest for a second that your life is perfect and that you're fine every second of every day. But from the guy that wanted to kill himself to the guy that now realizes there is a reason to live, how did you do that?
I've had a lot of help from occupational therapists, from carers coming around. And basically, I do personal training. I don't like obviously teach it, I go to personal training. Which gets me out and about and meeting people.
And what kind of training is that?
Weightlifting, boxing.
Bloody hell.
I'm one of the best blind boxers in the country.
Can I ask something that sounds, on the surface it sounds silly, but actually I think it's a really clever question. Does the person you're boxing have to wear a bell?
They talked about doing that, but I don't actually... I've only been doing boxing, sparring effectively for a few months. So
okay.
I've not sparred with anybody directly yet, but I'm actually doing that tomorrow.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Mate! And is it with a blind person? It'll be with a sighted person, right?
It'll be with a sighted person, yeah.
Because here's my thought, Catherine, like a little bell on the head, you know, like on a sort of a droopy thing, just over the head so you can hear them move around.
Why would it have to be on their head?
Well, so you know where their head is.
It could be, like, clipped to their shorts.
Well, if it's clipped to their shorts, you've got no concept of how tall they are. If it's on their head, you go, well, that's where the bell is. Oh, well, that makes sense. I'm going to invent this. But
do you know what I find really interesting?
Go on. Is that thank you, you for this, Rick.
Rick, you've used the word blind like, since we started this conversation, and it's something that Chris is still flinching from.
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to be, accept that that's the way things are with you and that's the word to use?
Straight away. I find visually impaired. I don't like the word impaired personally because I find that restricts me and restricts the way that I feel being impaired, but blind is the true word for it, and I've always called it blind. And I have somebody who helps me with my iPhone so I can use it. And I said to her, what would you call it? Would you call it blind or visually impaired? She says she likes visually impaired, but I find blind.
And it's whatever works for you, isn't it? It's whatever works for you. I would never tell anyone in any situation how they should describe themselves, but it's what works.
How are you, like, getting out and about by yourself?
I've got a great big white cane, which I basically... I get up to my personal training lessons on the bus.
Right.
Which...
On your own? Yeah, I've
started it. Basically, the Rovi, which is a lady that helps me with stick training.
Right.
She helped me for the first few times to get on the bus and do all that sort of stuff and bring them a pass and all that. And basically, I went the time before last, which is about a week or so ago, for the first time on my own.
Brilliant.
It felt amazing. It really did. To do it on my own and not hassle my girlfriend to have to take me was massive. It's a bit of independence
for both of you.
It is, exactly. It's a good thing for her as well. Because she has to cart me around everywhere. She's now my PA, which I hate saying that, but she is effectively, she's obviously my missus and I love her to bits, but she has to do so much for me now, which I feel so guilty for. It's not my fault, but I still feel bad.
Of course you do. I understand that.
Who looks out for your missus?
Tricky, because both of our mums, my girlfriend's mum died a year or so ago, and my mum died 5 years ago.
Right.
So we've lost both our mums in quick succession. So we've not particularly... There's nobody for her, unfortunately, which I feel really bad for. Obviously, we've got friends and family and stuff. We've still got our dads and stuff, but they're both knocking on a bit now, so... Makes it difficult. It really does. But
your life is not over. It has changed significantly, and you're doing. This is the thing. This is the point we need. I'm trying to get over to Chris, and we've tried for such a long time, and that's why today we were perhaps a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
You have made the decision to make a change in your life.
Yeah. I'm not going to let this beat me. No way. I'm not having that. I'm not that sort of person who just gives up. I'll keep trying something and I'll keep doing it. You know, and I now feed the cat. I clean the toilet. I did a bit of cooking with my personal nurse that used to come round. Mm. You know, I can make sandwiches. I make salads, which I put stack in the fridge. So I've got 5 days worth in one go. I do quite a lot on my own now, which I'm really proud of myself for doing, and my girlfriend has to pick up the rest, which I hate, but I've got no choice because this is the way it is now. So I'm so proud of her.
Rick, it sounds like you are, and I say the word lucky, and after what you've been through, some people might think that's a bit odd, but it sounds like you're very lucky to be in such a brilliant relationship. It sounds like your kid is amazing as well. And I really appreciate you phoning in and sharing that. And I really hope that Chris is still listening.
Me too.
Thank you, mate.
No worries.
Cheers, Rick. We'll speak again. I'm sure Chris can do some of the things that Rick said he's learning to do. And I want the phone calls from Chris to be fun phone calls from Chris, but I want them to be genuinely fun phone calls because he's at a place in his life where he can make genuinely fun phone calls.
I would love it if the next time we hear from Chris, he's made a phone call and been somewhere that is a step forward.
0344 499 1000. Dan, Nigel, Becky, Denise and Martin. This is the Late Night Alternative. They have phone calls waiting, so I wasn't just saying random names. We'll be back after this.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Dan. Good evening, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Whoa, this is upbeat vibe we're getting from Daniel, son.
It's a little bit of nerves as well. I hope I sound competent. Like,
you sound northern.
I am northern.
Welcome, brother. All right, Catherine, calm
everyone
down.
Should be.
All right.
Well done, brother. It's not like a disability, man. We just live in a different place.
You live in a different time zone. I know, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's a lazy trope. I love the north. I love the north.
Yep.
What are you saying like that for? I love
good.
It.
Good. That's like saying some of my best friends are northern.
I wouldn't be friends with them. The disgusting human beings. Dan, what can we do for you?
Well, I run a suicide prevention program in Hull, as it happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening to your friend, to your caller, Chris. This is the first time I've listened to you. Julian, like my dear friend, was like, you should listen to Ian Lee. He's awesome. And I used to watch you on the 11 o'clock show and you made me laugh. So I loved satire. And I was like, no way. So I tuned in and Chris was on the phone. And I'm like, this is work.
This is work. Tell me about it.
So I messaged like the show to say that like I'm in the office tomorrow if the guy wants to call in and talk. 3 years ago, I tried to take my own life.
Yeah.
And it was like my third breakdown. And during that sort of breakdown, I kind of learned to accept what was going on. There's a big thing, and I think I noticed it with your friend Chris, the friend of the show or whatever, where you get into a circle of thinking. And that's kind of how the depressive mind works. It puts one roadblock in the way after another, after another, after another. It kind of becomes comfortable in its own right.
It's safe because you know it. You know it. So it's safe. Changes can be terrifying and being miserable is comfortable because you've been miserable for a long time.
Well, and you avoid further disappointment, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. Like, I eventually, through hook or by crook, wrote this program and I've developed it and I've been delivering it for the last 2 years, which is peer support, survivor-led for people wanting to survive. And I just kind of thought that I would like to say one thing to Chris if he's listening. Just courage doesn't need to be big, my friend. It doesn't need to be some massive gesture of change. It just has to be one little thing. And self-care is so, so, so important. Just treating yourself with kindness allows you to build self-worth back up. Because depression eats you slow. Whatever's going on in you that you are struggling to accept, we have to be honest in order to move forward. I was just listening to your last caller, and the guy was like telling a story of not just survival, but about thriving.
Mm.
And you hear so many stories about suicide or struggling with mental health, and it's all tragedy. There is something beautiful about where I've been. It taught me something so powerful about who I am. That black dog that we call depression is the best teacher I have ever known. And it's, I started off life wanting to be a rock singer, a rock musician, and I couldn't tour my last record. So that's kind of how I ended up breaking down again, and I started this life. And it's funny how sometimes when we accept what's going on and slow down and move with, I don't know, take positive steps, it leads us somewhere we really belong.
Well, exactly.
Is that okay? Sorry if I went off on one.
No, I like going off on one. It's interesting. I think you make a lot of sense. Here's the thing. If you've not listened before, we talk about this stuff quite a bit. It's, I mean, it's a fun, silly show, but I've talked No. I'm just saying that your words here are very welcome and will resonate with a lot of people. I've talked about being suicidal and my mental health. And I'm having a little bit of a rough patch at the moment. I'm thinking of taking a couple of days off this week just to kind of, just so I can breathe a little bit better. But the thing you said there about self-care, and that's it. And it can, self-care can be a small thing like having a nice bath, just running a bath, or having a having a shower, or just, even though you're not going out, put some clean clothes on. It can be that, or absolutely, it could be something extravagant, absolutely, like booking a wonderful holiday or going out for a, you know, a fancy meal or something, and everything in between.
Totally. It's just about putting something extra in the tank. So, you know, like living with a mental health problem, as I'm sure you will know when you've been low, is like running a marathon mentally and physically. So we have to put little bits in the tank where we can. I tell you what's amazing. I've started having Turkish shaves. Oh,
hang on. Now, would you mean like a wet shave?
Yeah, like a proper shave. Like men don't self-care in the same way that I suppose like some women do. And
yeah.
Like, so I've taken to like face masks.
Oy, I love it. Yes, man.
And getting a proper shave. Just that 15 minutes of self-care, of kind of walking out of a barber's with a better, I don't know, it's good stuff. Like,
I've not had a wet shave for about 10 years. Man alive, you've never had a shave so close. It's incredible.
And you get your beard shaped properly.
Yeah.
You feel $1 million, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're trying to practice that a bit more, aren't you, Ian? Like, with, instead of like living on frozen pizzas, you're looking to buy yourself something nice.
I started cooking a little bit.
There's nothing wrong with a good frozen pizza.
Yeah, but every day, man.
Self care as well.
Every day, though, Dan. Every day, my freezer's got like 12 pizzas in at a time. It's terrible.
I bought him a wok today. I'm thinking stir fries.
Hey, nice one, Dan. Thank you. Who's your friend, Julian?
Julian will be listening now and dying silently inside, because when I texted him to say I'm waiting to go, and he was like, don't mention me, man.
Yes, Julian.
Oh, that Julian.
I love that so much. Normally, here's the thing, Dan. Normally when people haven't listened, they listen for the first time and then they phone in. They're normally phoning up to say, what is this crap? How dare you speak to that? And here's the thing. The reason we were aggressive, I suppose, is the only word with Chris, is because we've had 3.5 years, Dan, of Chris.
You weren't aggressive. You were direct.
Direct, thank you. We've had 3.5 years of hearing. We get some brilliant calls from him, some really funny, uplifting calls, but there's also a lot of the same story. And I wonder if maybe I've been a little bit too passive and I've allowed him to, wallow is not the right word, but I've allowed him to kind of sit comfortably in that misery, you know. And I think if he's not talking to anyone else, I would hope that a friend, after 3.5 years of me saying I'm so miserable, would say, mate, you've had 3.5 years of this. You have got to do something. Nothing's going to change until you change something. And that's how
you have to force it. Absolutely have to force it. Like, and it's kind of odd. It's why I said courage doesn't need to be big.
Mm.
When you're at your absolute weakest, like we talk about it in our groups, like I say, it's called You Matter, and we're quite the community now. We talk about it like we saved our own lives, and you did it at a point where you were at the absolute weakest. And it's at those points that we find out truly, truly how strong we are. And I'm sorry to, like, kind of, like, bring some big downer onto it or anything like that. If your show's about comedy and stuff.
Oh, no, you're bringing, you're doing the exact opposite of bringing a big downer, Dan. You are showing people that, it's possible to turn it around.
I haven't lost a man yet, put it that way.
There you go. You go. That's a great statistic. Dan, thank you for finding us. Thank you for calling us. And I hope we get to speak again soon, mate.
No worries, man. I'd love to, man. And all the best with your self-care and stuff.
Thank you,
like
brother.
That, man, and your recovery, man.
Thank you, Dan. There we go. First time he's listened and he's phoned up with some sensible, beautiful advice. Thank you very much, Dan. And thank you, Julian, for putting him in our direction. It was. He's right. It was direct with Chris, because I would hope that a friend, if 3.5 years of me, I would hope they would do it before 3.5 years, but would say, you've got to change something.
It's funny, isn't it, how we are reticent to say that when it is a mental health problem, or if it's something like, you know, a loss of sight. And I think really with Chris, it's more about his mental well-being at this point. Although it's all tied up together.
Yeah.
But if it was someone with something physical stopping them from doing something, you'd say, oh, have you rung this person? Can I get you this? You feel able to offer advice and support that way. But the thing I worry about with this show, and I love the fact that it is so confessional and that people feel like they know us and they can confide in us and stuff.
Yes.
But I would feel guilty if I was soaking up all that energy and it was being diverted from being taken somewhere where it could make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. Right, we got Denise, then we got... I'm doing it in the order... Some of you have been waiting for ages, and I'm doing it in the order that you called in. Denise, then Martin, then Becky, then we got Nigel. 0344. I'm not going to give out the number, actually, until we've gone through these, because it wouldn't be fair. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls...
I'm on the edge.
...and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with, and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio, with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative. With Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Martin. Good evening, Martin.
Hello.
Hello, Martin.
Hi there. Hello.
Yes, hello, Martin.
Hi, I'd like to talk about my ADHD that I have. I've had for a few years.
Okay, can you speak a little bit closer to the phone?
Sorry, yeah, I'd like to speak about my ADHD that I've had for quite a few years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been part of my life for quite a few years, and it's quite getting much easier now to deal with.
And how are you? How does it affect your life?
Well, I can't concentrate for very long periods of time.
Uh-oh.
And I can't socialise in certain areas with people. And I get embarrassed if there's a lot of people around, so if it's a new environment or something.
Yeah. You and me both, brother. Tell me about it. And you said that things are improving. How are they improving?
Well, I'm learning to deal with it now and coping with it as I'm getting older.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 34.
34. You've got a very young voice, Martin. In my head, I was going to say 17. You've got a young voice. Keep hold of that, man.
Yeah.
So who is anyone helping you, or are you just...
Yes.
Who's helping you? This is what we want, solutions. Who's helping you?
I have a friend who's a big fan of you called Julie Ann.
Okay, hello, Julie Ann.
She suffers from BDD.
Go on, tell me what that is.
That's where you can't look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay.
Saying you look disgusting or something like that.
Okay.
And I help her quite a lot, and she helps me. So
just come back to the phone a bit, Martin. That's all right. Don't worry about it. That's fine. So are you?
I help her. She helps me.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's friendship. That's what it's all about.
We've known each other on social media for 7 years.
Yeah. Wow. So it would turn out Twitter is not all bad, despite what I would tell you. And you've noticed a marked improvement, have you, Martin?
Yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I have social workers that help me, and my mum helps me, and I've got friends I see, and I go to youth clubs.
How does it feel phoning up a radio station? Because I would have thought that would have been problematic for you.
It's a bit embarrassing, but I cope. It's easy to deal with.
Yeah, it's embarrassing presenting with Catherine.
Rude.
Sorry, true. But I cope with it, Martin. I cope. Hey, listen, man, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Martin. There you go. Nice guy. Denise.
Hello.
Hello, Denise.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me, yeah?
Yes, that's why I'm responding to your words. Yes, sir!
Yeah.
Come in.
I called you a year ago. What I'm echoing is the caller from Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And I rang you suicidal, probably sounding quite drunk.
Oh, I remember. Oh, mate. I remember you.
Yeah. I was in a really bad place.
Yes, you were.
And I have been. And why I've not rang back is because my life completely turned around thanks to ringing your show.
Shut up. Really? Wow.
Yes. Just give me the kick up the arse I needed. And it was just, I don't know. And then I've been like working in the evenings,
yeah.
So I've not been able to tune in, so I've not been able to call back in, so thank you.
Oh, mate, well, you don't need to, but it's absolutely wonderful to hear you doing so well now.
Yeah, that they can get there, and you are right, it's the free mind that... You can, I don't want to sound really, really cruel here. You can start wallowing in self-pity.
You can, well, I'm trying to avoid the word wallow, but I can't think of a better word.
I don't know the word.
I think it's that thing you said about getting comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And thinking if you push yourself any further, it might get worse. You know,
yeah.
It might be more disappointing. So stay where you know, even if it's rubbish.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you because we messaged each other on Facebook a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Denise, you were a right mess last year.
I was a mess.
It was August that we last spoke on Facebook. You sent me a message in December, but before that it was October. I remember your call very well. God, you sound so different.
I know. I am completely in a completely different zone. I have just started a new job in Aldi.
Yes.
My life has just picked up, and I think it is. I've just concentrated on myself more now.
Yeah.
I don't let people can get you down.
Yeah, can't they? Can't they just?
I don't know.
This is so lovely. I remember you so well.
I felt so sorry for him because he sounded in my place.
Yeah. And you're living proof that it can be turned around. And you've done it in a year.
I've done it in a year.
And
that is why I'm so glad, because my job's just recent, because I used to work in the evening, so I've never been able to tune in. And this week I've started at Aldi, but in the morning, so I've given up my night job. And I tuned in for the first time tonight, and that was the first call I heard. And I was like, oh, my God, this is me a year ago.
Mate.
And you saved me.
Well, I might have been the little push. I might have been the push. You did it.
Both you and Kath. For me, she was lovely.
You did it, Denise. We may have been the mirror or whatever, the stick that prodded you, but you did it.
I think we just reminded you you are worth looking out for.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Denise, it's so lovely to talk to you, and I'm going to carry your kind words around in my pocket for quite a long time, so thank you.
Yeah, so just to let him know you can turn your life round.
Wicked. Thank you, Denise. Well done. We'll speak again soon, yeah?
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye. I remember.
God, what a change.
You know, I don't remember a lot of calls. Remember, I spoke to her in the studio off air as well because I was so worried about her. We had a little exchange on Facebook, and then she went silent. I thought, oh, okay, well, we've lost that one. Not necessarily dead, but she's off. She was off sorting her life out. Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And very, very kind words, Denise. But we can be the mirror, we can be the stick that prods you, we can be whatever, we can be the little stone in your shoe that makes it uncomfortable to walk, but it's you that does it. It's you that does it. You know, it's yeah. you that turns your life around. So
She's done the work.
We got Becky and we got Manny. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Catherine is now wearing a TENS machine on her back. I've taken it off my nipples after people said that having it so near my heart might be dangerous because I've got such a big heart. I didn't want to explode the TENS machine. So we're gonna turn it on in a bit. But Kath is so against...
I was going to stick it on my buttocks and then thought I wouldn't be able to feel it.
Yeah, I don't think we've got enough pads. You got a cute ass, baby. Your ass is... Can I say that? No, I can't say my female colleague's got a cute ass. No. Wow, what is going wrong with this world? I spent 4 years at the BBC. I should be able to say anything I want about your body and touch it. I'm joking. This is a satire, guys. That's satire. That's satire. That is satire. It's not a joke, it's satire. Good evening, Becky.
He also knows that you would get a karate chop to the pipe.
Good evening, Becky.
Hello.
Hello, Becky. What have you got for us tonight, please?
I was listening yesterday to your radio show about how Saturday was an awful gig event for you.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible, yes, man.
Yeah, I tried to phone in yesterday, but the phone line for me was awful, so I've obviously been trying today.
Yes, and you succeeded.
I was about 18, 19 at the time, yes. And I was doing a quiz night. My parents often went to the pub, local pub, to do quiz night.
Boozes, yes.
And it was their turn to host it. So I thought, you know, I've hosted one before, so I thought, second time.
Oh, mate, I've hosted pub quizzes. Man alive, they are dangerous situations to be in.
Yeah, I realised that the second time. The first time that I did it, it was actually went really well.
Yeah.
I was wearing a fez and everything.
Fez and everything, you say? Gosh, you had the full, you shared the proper pub quiz master uniform on. Well done.
Second time I did it, though, I got heckled. And needless to say, first time I've ever got heckled in my life.
Yeah.
First time a stranger's ever called me. I won't repeat the name, but I've called me a name.
Dave.
So, yeah, it was worse than Dave.
Colin.
Steve.
Steve. Oi, Steve!
So, yeah, I got heckled. I couldn't take it. I had a meltdown and I just had to leave the place.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's a terrible feeling standing there with a microphone and suddenly someone, you know, throws a stone that shatters the window between you and the audience and suddenly you're exposed, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So did you just, literally just drop the mic and run off, or did you manage to stumble to the end?
No, I just ran off. I couldn't handle it.
Yes. Well, let's find that guy, because it will be a guy. Let's find that guy.
Oh, been ages ago now.
Doesn't matter. Well, that means he won't be expecting it. He won't be expecting it. We find him and we batter him to death with a quiz book. I'm up for that.
Oh, we could just ask him some really hard questions. Like, why are you such a knobhead?
In his pants at his old school.
While attaching electrodes.
Or ask him, when has he last seen a 9-volt battery?
Yeah. Well, now, Becky, welcome. You're the first contestant of our show. So I have got a TENS machine here, and Catherine has got a TENS machine there. Now, you get to choose. First of all, Catherine, zap yourself, just to prove it works. But don't, because it goes up to 8, so you've got to go all the way up to 8.
No, I'm not doing all the way up to 8.
Go up to 6.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll go up to wherever I want.
Well, no, but you'll just go up to 1 and go, oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts.
I'm going to do it. Shush.
Hardly touched it. Didn't touch it. You lying.
No, it was real.
Right. Give me the box. Take mine.
No,
give me the box.
No,
give me
no,
give
no,
me the box.
No, it's not happening.
Give me the box. Give me the box.
No.
Give Mark the box.
No.
Give Mark the box.
No.
Mark can touch my box.
You can say whatever you want. It's not happening. I'm controlling my
you're
own
box. You're just going... Well, then it doesn't count because you're just going on
well,
to...
Let's stop playing then.
No, no, no. Keep it on. Keep it on.
Well, then it's got to be my rules.
But your rules are you just put it onto, little baby too.
Well...
All right. Becky, you get to decide who gets zapped And for... Did we do the 22 break? We did. You get to decide who gets zapped and for how many seconds, up to 3 seconds. Oh, so you get 1, 2, or 3 seconds, okay? So okay. You can choose Catherine. For example, you could choose Catherine gets zapped for 3 seconds.
Oh.
Is that your answer?
You're leading the witness.
I'm not feeding the witness, although they should feed witnesses because it's a really long day.
You're badgering her.
I am not. I'm hectoring her, if anything, and that's not against the rules. So, Becky, 3 seconds for Catherine, yes?
No.
2 seconds for Catherine?
No.
Go on then, let's hear your stats.
2 for you.
Ha!
You're a dick. Okay, I'll do it.
3! Three for that. Add an extra one.
Get stuffed. You can't get involved. Right, so I'm going to do it, okay? I'm going. So it's just clicked on, but it's not buzzing yet. I'm going. You've got to count the seconds.
Okay. One.
There we go.
Three.
Done. You see, it's done. Simple. Simple as. Thank you very much, Becky. Do you feel. Did you get a kick out of that, Bex?
Not really, because I'm not a sadist.
Oh, but if I did it to Catherine, that would make you a masochist. Would you get a kick out of that?
How would that make me?
Okay, don't question stuff. Manny, who would you like to zap and for how long, please?
You.
I'll get stuffed. All right, I'll do it because I'm a fun guy. How long?
They couldn't hear you doing it last time.
3 seconds.
3 seconds. You really? Absolute. We got you a job.
One.
Hang on, I've not done it. Here we go. Hang on, I've done it.
One.
Here, shut up. Stop saying 1, 1, 1.
It's not started yet.
Here we go. Ready, steady, go.
One, two, three.
You absolute twonk. Makes me feel alive. It's.
Where have you attached those electrodes?
My bollocks. I'm going to stop swearing on the show. My testes. No, it's on my back. It's on the base of my spine. Feel alive. If you want to phone up and zap Catherine for 3 seconds, 0344 499 1000. Manny.
It has to be 3 seconds or me.
Manny.
Yes.
What can we do for Manny?
I was just listening to Chris.
Yes?
Oh, God. Yeah. What can I say? That was me, that was. When I first lost my sight. But he might not have any family or people around him. He only wants to go to the places with his cane where he has been when he could see. So he's got the map, if you understand it. He's got the map in his head, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
That's what I tend to do. I only go to places where I can... Where it's in your head. People are friendly, you know. You can. There's a lot of things you can do here, and there's a lot of things... I know it wrecks you, but I was on the bottle for nearly 4 months. If you remember, I used to phone you up in the morning.
I do remember.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember. You came very close to killing yourself several times.
Yeah.
Drinking, sitting in the park with a blade.
Yeah, with a blade, yeah. That was only last year, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But... Manny has been calling me on and off for I guess maybe 6-7 years when I was at another radio station. And you got really low, and you we were all very upset and worried when last year when you told us you'd been sat in a park getting drunk and with a knife and you were going to end it all. But you have put in a lot of work in the last, I don't know, 12 months, 18 months, I can't quite remember how long. You've turned stuff around completely, right?
The only thing that you're missing is, like, when my daughter's got graduated, you want to be able to see, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're there, but you want to be able to see. Then my daughter got married this year. You want to see, you're there, but you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that really puts you down. I didn't let it put me down. You know, what can you do? You can't do nothing about it.
Okay,
helping yourself.
Well, okay then. I'm gonna challenge you, because so many of the calls that Kath and I took from you were you kind of saying, "Well, what's the point? What is the point in all of this? There's no point in me carrying on." And now you're saying, "Well, my daughter got married, and you know, there was I enjoyed it to the best of my ability. What was the point of getting sad?" So, what was the switch For you, how did you flick that from the there's no point in carrying on to, well, there's no point in being miserable?
One, you helped me quite a bit, and then family sat me down and said, well, there's nothing you can do about this. There's nothing. You know what I mean? You can't, unless it's a miracle, there's nothing. Then I sat down, thought, and then I started going out, got a cane, started going out, but only went to the places that was in my head, if you know what I mean. So I went to town. I knew where I was going, which way to go. If I got lost, I asked somebody, and 99% of the time, people put you in the right direction. I even took you to the shop that you wanted to go. I've got the thing on my phone.
Hang on a minute. Are you saying that 1% of the time people will lie to a blind man and
they
send
will.
You in the wrong direction? No.
They will.
No. That's terrible.
They will.
That's terrible.
They will.
Oh, my God.
They will.
Mate. That is out of order. Whoever's doing that, stop giving blind people wrong directions.
There's some people about that. But you ignore them.
Me and Kath are laughing, but only because it's so terrible.
If I used to say, oh, fancy a cup of tea, make it yourself, make us one.
Yeah.
You know, start making more. Now I'm opening a YouTube channel after Christmas called
Shut
The
up.
Blind Chef. Yes, because I was a good cook.
Oh,
Manny!
I can still cut an onion faster than you.
I bet you can.
Peel a potato quicker than you.
God. But I tell you something, Matt, that's brilliant, and I cannot wait to see that. I will be subscribing.
It's going to be called The Blind Chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That, probably even middle of January or February, but it might do a few and record them and then put them out.
Get a few under your belt, and then you can do, like, launch them on it. Go on, Kath.
Here's the thing, though, Manny. Yeah. When you wrangles and you were at a low ebb and you told us about that thing in the park with a blade and everything, mm-hmm. right? But you'd already worked out what was the matter and what was missing.
Yeah.
Hadn't you? Mm-hmm. I remember you saying, I just want a job. I just want a job. Yeah. I feel so useless.
Yeah. Mm. It's like Chris was saying, people, you know, he needs to get out. He wanted, if he wants a guide dog, go and get one. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to say, no, you can't have a bug. They'll take him for lessons and, you know, he's got to get out.
I think there's a
That's
bit of a waiting list
there.
For guide dogs. Yeah. I think it's not quite, we looked into it, it's not quite as easy.
Use your cane.
Yeah.
I don't want a dog. I'll use my cane.
I think Chris does get out,
yeah.
But he's had a few problems in the park. I think he's been robbed a couple of times and did he get hit by a bus or something? He's been in an accident as well.
He just legs it across the road, basically.
Yeah.
But what he won't do, because he used to be a trainer himself, is he won't ask for help because he thinks he should know it. Well, it's very different being told when you can see and being told when you can't.
You need to ask. If you don't ask, you're not going to get...
But you found it difficult to ask. For a long, long time.
It is. It's a bit like, how can I put it? Arrogancy.
Yeah. I don't know if arrogancy is a word, but I like it. I know what you mean.
You know, but you need to... best phone to get is an iPhone. Any iPhone, you can download. There's another app called Seeing Eye.
Yeah.
You can read the paper. It reads the paper to you. It's free. Download it.
Are you still working, Manny?
I am.
Are you still working at the same place, or have you moved
same
on?
Same place. No,
wow.
Same place.
How long you been there now?
Bloody hell.
That's got to be about 15 months, is it?
Roughly 13, 14 months.
Hey, man. And those first few weeks are very wobbly, and no one was quite sure if you were going to stick around or not.
Although you had more than one offer, didn't you?
You did.
I had one in the cost cutter, yeah. Doing the shelves, and he was going to, you know, sort of show me how to do, put stuff there. But this is ideal for me.
And this is the thing, right? We're having a laugh, but I don't want anyone to think for one second we are making light of anybody who has got depression, anybody who is struggling with suicidal thoughts, anybody who is partially sighted or blind. We're not at all. And I can only imagine what I would be like in that situation, all right? I get it.
But
I get it.
You've got to help yourself. You've got to. Because if you don't, that's I found that the hard way. You don't do it for. If you don't, you've got to do it for yourself. You've got to want to do it.
My only comparison with that was getting clean of drugs, which is similar and also incredibly different, is that I tried every way to get clean, and the only way I could do it was by really focusing on me and going, right, I've got to make a change for me. And it turned my life around in a similar way that your life has been turned around.
We could not keep any booze in the house. Yeah. Any booze in the house. No, there's bottles everywhere. There's just bottles everywhere. If I want a drink, I'll ask them, I'll say, pour me a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure? Yeah, I'll have one about 10 o'clock and then I'll go up and listen to your show.
Beautiful. Man, it's always nice to hear from you, mate. I consider you a great friend of the show, and though we've never met, I consider you a friend.
We'll meet one day. We will, when I'm famous with the channel.
But before you go, do you want to give Ian an extra? Do you want to give Ian an extra zap?
No. You're only allowed to give one zap per person. So if you want to give another zap, you can give it to Catherine.
No, I want to give it to you.
Go on, for how long?
10 seconds.
10? No, come on.
3 is the maximum. 10 seconds.
3 seconds.
Go.
Right, 3 seconds.
Steady.
One.
Go.
One.
One.
Two.
One and a half.
All right, that'll do.
I put it on full then. Oh, mate, you've got to put it on full if you want to feel alive. Manny, next time I see you, I'm going to punch you in the face. 0344, you're a horrible, horrible person. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Sky. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm
here. Here we go! Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Chris is back. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening again.
Good evening, Chris. What? How are you? Have you been listening to the show?
I do like that song, actually.
It's a good song. It's a great song. Have you been listening to the show?
I have, actually. Yeah. That's why I rang you back.
Go on.
I'm not depressed. I'm not.
Good. Okay. Just when a man phones me up and cries quite a lot and says that they'd rather they weren't here, that to me sounds like depression.
I didn't say that, Ian.
You said something very similar to it.
No, I didn't.
And you have said something very similar to it in the past.
No, I didn't.
Chris, I'm not here to argue with you, man, okay? But there is...
Right, no, the only reason why I rang and saw you speak over you, I've lost my sight.
Yeah.
And that's what grinds me.
Yeah.
But I'm not depressed.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you've cleared that up.
Because I do listen to you and Catherine on the show, and I have been listening to the last hour again. And some of the callers said, I'm not depressed.
Okay,
not.
You keep saying that. What else did you hear, apart from people talking about depression? What else did you hear?
Well, they said, well...
Or was it just that you heard?
I don't know, just...
Just that?
Deal with their eyesight and get on with it.
Not what was said at all, mate. Not what was said at all.
I mean, a better word.
All right, listen, Chris.
No, they didn't say it like that, but that's what it is, though, isn't it?
Okay. What we had in the last hour. What we had in the last hour were several people. Chris, do you know what? Right, I'm going to do something I don't do very often.
Go on.
You're not listening. You're not listening. And until you're prepared to listen and stop putting up barriers, I'm going to ask you to stop calling in.
Right.
Because there's no point. Because we just had an hour of people sharing really powerful experiences, right?
I know.
You're talking over me and you're interrupting me, right? And
I am talking over you. I do apologize.
Chris, I'm going to ask you to stop calling in until you're ready to have a conversation, mate, because obviously not ready to make a change. And I think that's unfair on people that have just spoken to us and shared their time. You phoned up and you're just giving me excuses again.
Oh.
Do you not think?
I feel guilty now.
That's from you. I've not made you feel guilty. You've made yourself feel guilty.
No, because you said I ruined your show this evening.
No, I didn't say that at all. Didn't say that at all, mate. No. You can correct me when I get stuff. I say stuff wrong about you. I'm correcting you. I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I. Chris, I'm going to ask you to stop calling us, please. In the same way that when Alistair phoned up and called us a C, I asked him to stop calling, and I didn't want him to call until he was ready to listen. And I just feel like the last hour's been a waste of time. Not a waste of time. No, not at all. I just feel that you have not heard, and I apologise to everyone that's called in. No, not a waste of time. Really powerful stuff. And unfortunately, Chris has not heard it.
All right, I wouldn't ring you again.
Ring me? No, that's not what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
What you just told me?
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't ring again until you're ready to listen and make a change.
You see,
that's your problem. That's your problem. It's your problem.
Well, don't you get pissed off now and again?
All the time, mate. That's why I'm probably going to take a couple of days off at the end of the week, because I want to just try and sort my head out and sort my house out and try and. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a positive thing by probably taking one or two days off this week and doing some action that will help hopefully turn things around. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, as I said to you earlier, I love listening to the show.
You keep listening. I'm not asking you to not listen.
Chris, what are you going to do?
I've given up.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm giving up.
No, that sounds very, very negative, actually.
What does?
Saying I've given up.
It does, doesn't it? So what are you going to do?
Yes.
What are you going to do, Chris?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who did you used to work for? You said that you used to do the training.
I used to work for...
Didn't you used to help people who were getting used to not being able to see anymore? Or was that...
Yes.
Phone them.
I work for the Principality Business Society.
No, please listen, Chris.
I know, I shouldn't say
Chris,
names then.
Chris.
I know.
What did Catherine just say?
Shut up.
What did Catherine just say? You don't know because you weren't listening. Don't call me again until you're ready to listen and ready to make a change.
Because
it's wasting my time.
What did Catherine ask me?
I said, you said to me, you couldn't ask people for help in being more mobile, now you can't see, because you used to do that yourself. Phone those people. That's step one.
I just don't do it.
Okay, fine, Chris. Listen, it's been great talking to you. If you do change your mind, if you do want to listen to what Catherine and I and the incredible wealth of experience the callers who've called in tonight actually did say, if you do ever want to listen to that and you do want to make a change, I look forward to hearing your call. Until then, we can't help you anymore, mate, I'm afraid.
I'm not asking you to help me. I'm not.
No, I know you're not, but I don't want to talk to you like this. It just feels like we're going over and over the same ground, and it's not good. That's fine. I accept your apology. If you do want to listen in the future and you do want to make a change to your life, then you're welcome to give us a call.
I'm not allowed to listen to your radio.
Didn't say that, Chris. I said call.
Well, I'm not going to call anymore.
Okay, that's your choice. That's not what I've said, but that's your choice.
This is the danger, Chris, is that you're going to make your world even smaller.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. Appreciate that. But here's the thing. Every little stone that someone drops on the show, me and Kath take home with us. I got shitloads of stones. Chris, will you listen to me, mate? Will you listen?
No, you shouldn't do that.
Thanks for telling me how my head works, Chris. Thanks for telling me how my head works.
No, Chris, because you can't take things home from work with you.
Chris, I'm going to ask you to... Chris, you don't know how it works, mate, and that's the thing. We take home a little bit of everyone's misery. And you can't just say, yeah, we do. We do. We do. That's how it works, right? Yeah. And if people aren't prepared to try and make...
Have I just done that then?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel guilty now.
Do you know what you can do to make yourself feel better?
Go on.
Make that phone call tomorrow. Not to us, but to someone who can actually help you with some practical stuff. You don't have to... This doesn't have to be it.
I know.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any more excuses. We're done. Chris, thanks very much for your call. Hopefully we'll speak...
Guys.
Thanks. Hopefully we'll speak again in the future. I look forward to it. I look forward to it. Thank you very much indeed. I just can't. It's not fair on us. It's not fair on you. It's not fair on me. It's not fair on the listener. And we do, of course we do. We take a little bit of it home. Not as much as we used to. So let me speak for me. You can speak for yourself in a second. I take a little bit of everybody's misery home with me. I used to take a lot more home with me. I'm much better at it now. But even just taking a little pebble here, slightly bigger rock there, and a couple of little stones there, that's still a lot of stuff to carry around. And that's a fault of mine. I'm not blaming anybody for it. That is a defect, a trait. That is me that is doing that. But if you are going to continually phone up and continually give me the same set of stones to carry on my back and make no effort to stop giving me those stones, then I don't actually want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair enough. Chris, I hope we get to speak again. I really do. But only when you're prepared to listen. It's interesting that in that hour, all he heard was people talk about depression. That's it. That's all he heard. He was in tears earlier on. He has phoned us up and said he wants to be dead, right? He can't carry on, right? It sounds like depression to me, but I'm not a doctor. But in that hour of people talking about turning their lives around... And two people who are blind talking about getting meaning back in their lives when they had no meaning, depressed or not, all he heard was people saying, talking about depression, which he hasn't got.
You know when you talk to people about AA meetings, NA meetings, and you say to them, don't listen for the...
Listen for the similarities, not the differences.
Boom, that's it. From my perspective, I don't feel like it would be responsible of us to allow anybody to use this show as a vent, a temporary vent, rather than going and getting professional help.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I don't... Listen, a vent every now and then, of course that's fine, right?
Continually,
but
though?
But a continual vent is dangerous for them, is unfair on us. I mentioned Alistair earlier on. Alistair's popped up a couple of times recently. And those of you who've been listening for a while will know, and I don't want to go into it too much because it's not really, really fair on him, but he was an obnoxious drunk who had been banned from this show more than anybody. But we kept letting him back because we would just get glimpses of what he was like underneath. And now he phones up. He's one of my favourite callers. He's charming. He's delightful. Doesn't always have stuff, you know, necessarily have stuff to say. But we've had the pleasure of meeting Alistair at our show in Bath. He was going to come to Brighton. I think it was like about 6-7 hours. And in the end, he didn't. And probably good because it was a miserable experience for everybody that was there. But Alistair is one of my favourite callers now. A really charming gentleman. A gentleman. And that's why I cited him there. What we had to do, I think we've got Alistair on the line. Alistair, is that you?
It is.
I hope you don't mind us using you as an example. I just see some real similarities between the end of our initial relationship with you, where Catherine and I both had to go, do you know what? Enough is enough, mate. We don't want to speak to you anymore until you've started making some changes. I feel that there is a real similarity between what we had to say to you and what I've just had to say to Chris. And the joy was, it was like maybe a couple of months later, at a rabbit hole, we got a phone call from you. Like, really timid, meek? Am I okay to be here? I just want to let you know I've got a few weeks sober under my belt. Boom. The best news I've had in a long time. And I'm hoping we get a similar response from Chris at some point. So I'm sorry for kind of using you as an example, Alistair, but I think
that's fine.
Are an inspiration to some people.
Well, thanks.
No, I mean it, genuinely.
Thanking you. But just to say, you know, not only did you, you know, we spoke on that first rabbit hole when I was, you know, I told you I was sober. But then you said, oh, look, you know, do a month, do 6 weeks, and you can ring the show.
Yeah.
And that was all motivation for me to help me as well. So it absolutely works, Ian. And, well, as you know, I think you and Kath have been brilliant with me. And I think that you've been fair with Chris tonight, actually.
I'm almost in tears. I really want to cry. And it's out of frustration and out of sadness for Chris. I'm so frustrated because I'm getting no purchase there at all. I just cannot get my fingers into any cracks. You had cracks, Alistair. I could get my fingers into your cracks eventually, if you pardon the phrase. But Chris is like it feels like a smooth cube, and I just can't get any purchase. And I want to cry because I can see a man's really funny, nice man's life being wasted, and I can't find the right combination of words.
But here's the deal, right? We can't fix anybody.
No.
We can't. And we also we can't enable them.
No, exactly. And I fear that that's maybe what we're...
I mean, what the change for me was, in all honesty, I mean, you guys were a massive help, but it was literally when I fell flat on my face in the pub and I looked to the side... And I said to myself, I remember very distinct at that moment, I said to myself, Alistair, you've got to make a change, mate, because otherwise you're going to be dead. And that's what I said, and that's what did it.
Oh, your rock bottom was a literal rock bottom, gosh. Slammed down on the barroom floor. You're such a nice man, Alistair. And I think you're such a delightful human being. And I am every call, for the first few months, I was thinking, are we going to... going to get a pissed one. You know, I really did. And I'm sorry that I thought that. I feel bad admitting that, but I'm being honest with you. I just thought something's going to...
No.
And you've gone on from strength to strength, and I'm blown away by your story.
You can't feel bad about feeling like that. That's self-preservation.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You've got to be ready for disappointment. Hope for the best and be ready for disappointment, but you've not let yourself down. It's not about letting us down. You've not let yourself down, Alistair, and I think you're wonderful.
Because I do clunky gear change.
Yeah, sure. You want to zap Catherine for 3 seconds?
No. I've thought about this, but it was something else. But it's either neither or both.
I can go for both. I'll go for both. Right, for 3 seconds.
How long are we going?
3 seconds.
Yeah.
But you got to go. Let me do your box.
No.
Do my box, I'll do your box.
No, I don't want you touching my box.
Do my box, I'll do yours.
Come Please
on.
Don't.
I won't do it. Come
Please
on.
Don't, because you're mean.
I won't be mean. I will
you
not.
You are mean. What? Go over there. What if I swear?
Well, you're in trouble. Mark's going to hover over the dump
button. Oh, man.
Ready? Oh.
Who's counting?
Ready?
One.
Go one.
Are you going?
You've done the wrong... Oh, yeah, I'm going. You've done the wrong thing for me. I'm on that one.
Oh, hang on.
I'm on that one.
Oh, you were going to pretend as well. You're an outrage.
Oh!
Oh, shit! Stop it! That's too much!
You know.
I've never had so much fun in my life! Since that time I gave my best friend electric shocks! Oh! I've got to say, Alistair, look at the state of you. It's like... You are a very dark person, Alice. That was beyond evil, mate.
Ow.
One more thing.
We should have agreed a safe word.
That was Fritzel level, that was. Alistair's
Ian,
twisted. Yes, sir.
I think you said a couple of weeks ago now that you saw Joker, the movie.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. I watched it today.
Yeah.
And I wondered what you thought. I thought it was a great acting study by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit, by the way, it was about the Joker, because it could be about anyone kind of descending into a homicidal madness, I thought
it looked great. I thought the acting was great. I just found it a little bit meh. You know, it was a bit... have you ever seen The King of Comedy, starring Robert De Niro?
No.
Go on, mate.
Watch that.
Go and watch that. The Joker is basically a more violent version of The King of Comedy, I thought. It's a great film. Great film, The King of Comedy.
Is that an old one or a
80s. From the 80s. Martin Scorsese. It's kind of like the overlooked Scorsese-De Niro movie. Robert De Niro, Sandra Bernhardt and Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis is in it, and it's a masterpiece. And I thought, a lot of people thought that The Joker was kind of just a more violent version of that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Alistair, thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000, the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.